Hello, so this is the Library Talker, also known as Library Lady. I'm Library Talker on Blogspot, logged at librarytalker.blogspot.com, and I'm Library Lady on Podomatic, where this podcast is being hosted. So I just finished a new book from NetGalley, How to Date a Superhero and Not Die Trying by Christina Fernandez. This is a bit of a push. It had some really interesting ideas and concepts, but it also had some issues. So while I will say, yes, this is a cute book to read, you need to go into it knowing, first of all, there's not much on the superheroes. In fact, it starts off as a regular day, right? And then, superheroes. So it for Astrid in her alternate universe New York where she's living, superheroes and supervillains are a normal thing. There are lockdown days, sometimes multiple days at a time. There are aliens. There are super enriched radioactive bad guys. There are other stuff that are out there. So this is their life with a superhero, as if, you know, you lived in the Avengers world now, that kind of thing. So, this has been going on for a number of years. It started at some point, and now, people are becoming superheroes or supervillains all the time. And this is the world that we live in. So, our protagonist in this story is Astrid. She is dating a guy named Max Martin. And the fact that it's alliteration should tell you right there. He's somebody special. Because, of course, she used the Stan Lee trope of having alliteration for all their names. So if you ever meet a character who has the same first letter of their first name and first letter of their last name, you know this person's going to be either good or bad. You can kind of tell right away. And so, yay, which makes the ending a little bit more predictable. Although the villain's reasoning in this is kind of wonky. And much like Twilight, there's a lot of exposition, and then a tiny bit of plot at the end. And that's where the villain comes in. But, you know, he's been there throughout, but he was not that villainous. He was just a jerk throughout. Anyway, sorry if I'm trying not to do spoilers, but I think that might have spoiled a bit. If you start reading it, you'll be like, oh, him. So Astrid is in her sophomore year now in college, working on pre-med, and has this, her own special ability is an understanding of time. She always, always, always knows what time it is. Always. Like, she knows to the minute exactly what time it is. She can go to bed, and she knows exactly when she went to bed. She knows exactly when she woke up, even when she didn't look at a clock. She knows exactly how much time it is. And so this is where part of my problem is coming for this book. She always knows. And she schedules everything to a hyper degree, to the minute. How much time she has to eat, how much time she has to take a shower. And she also schedules in her romance with her boyfriend, as well as her personal panic attacks. Like, I have this time on this evening after this thing to have 10 minutes of panic, and then I can't panic anymore. Not until my next scheduled time. And she has planners that are filled and highlighted and color-coded, and she loves doing this thing where she can sit back and schedule out every single moment of every single day, exactly how long she's going to study, exactly what she's going to study, what work she's going to do, when she's going to do it, how she's going to study for it, all the other stuff, how much time she'll have to get ready for the final exam, for the midterms, blah, blah, blah. She hyper-schedules, and unfortunately, that kind of takes over the book. The whole thing is, especially in the first half, it loosens up a little bit as we go along, but in the first half, solid first half of the book, it is constantly, I only have 3 minutes for this, I have 2 minutes for that, oh, I think I'll take an extra 30 seconds so that I can give my boyfriend a kiss, and then, nope, I gotta go on and move on to this, and it's hyper-scheduled, and for people who are like that, that might be really cool to go, oh, it's a character just like me. But for me, it's like, whoa. And as one of her friends who seems to only be there to be the occasional person to just kind of give her a reality check, is not really, I mean, he's always away, and he's her roommate, platonic but heterosexual roommate. They're besties, but he's only around when she needs a sounding board, or like author needs someone to say something, you know. Then he just disappears. He's just gone. He's never there. Okay, I went off track a little bit. But so our story is Astrid, who is pre-med and hyper-focused and has been like super, I have to be a better person. I have to have a goal in my life ever since there was a bus accident during a field trip for her high school years before. And it turns out that her boyfriend, Max Martin, was also with her in high school. And at some point in high school, something happened. I can't remember what, but turned him into Kid Comet. And so he has a secret identity. At one point during the bus ride, Kid Comet saves the day as the bus is going over a thing, and he helps her get off the bus, and from that point on, she doesn't really care too much, yay, Kid Comet, whatever, but it's more like, I had a near-death experience, I have to do something with my life, and I have to make sure that, everything is hyper-scheduled so I can get to my goal, and none of that is the goal to be happy, which is, yes, there we go, that's her friend points that out, there's no time scheduled for her to be happy. When she has a moment of happiness, within seconds of having that moment, she seems to go, oh crap, I don't have time for this, and goes back to focusing on her schedule and doesn't take time to be happy. She is constantly stressed. She is constantly worried. She also takes on a ton of extra things. Although we never actually see her participate in them, they are on her schedule. So I don't know how well she does at these things. Is she good at her volunteer work? Is she good in all of the mini clubs that she's picked? She does all of these extra things to try and pack her application and study for her MCATs and get everything ready so that she can go to the best schools and everything like that. But she doesn't take time to just kind of relax. I mean, she does have movie nights, but even then, her brain is constantly going, okay, the movie is going to be ending in this many minutes, and then I have to do these things, and then this is going to happen. And she doesn't really kind of chill. And that just made me tense. I was just like, this is just tensing me up. But she's like, for example, she's joining like 4 or 5 clubs, and she wants to be an officer in all of them. In college, that's not practical and not reasonable, and it's not sane. So you just kind of have to wonder. Anyway, so she's dating Max Martin. She finds out by accident that he is a superhero when the supervillain figures out that she's important, breaks into her room and kidnaps her, and then Max, as Kid Comet, saves her and then has to explain what's going on. And now she also, on top of all of the other things on her schedule, she has to take the program, which is hosted by the girlfriend who is in a love triangle with both a superhero and a supervillain, along with another superhero's husband. And so we do have LGBTQ, which is great. I like that. So Wally's nice, and I like his character. I like the relationship that he has with Henry. I like Eleanor, although we never see her people. You know, Eleanor does have a practical side. But now Astrid every week has to go in and do all of these extra classes on things like lockpicking, untying knots, how to save yourself from a kidnapping attempt, blah, blah, blah. And Astrid does not want to have anything to do with this. She loves Max, and we're just always told she loves Max. We're not quite sure why, but she loves Max. Every time she sees Max, she feels different, but it's Max. So Max is awesome. Kid Comet can go, you know, go off a cliff, but Max is great, and so she'll do this for Max, except for she has other things that she needs to do too, and this is hard to schedule in. And that's what most of this book is her dealing with school and somebody sabotaging her experiments that she's doing as part of an exclusive program that she's in, and just trying to find that balance between school and her extracurriculars and this program, and with a little bit of time for Max. And it's like you almost never see him, which is kind of weird considering it's how to date a superhero and not die trying. You see very little of him, especially in parts where you would think you would see him. But yeah, I mean, it's just... the timeline also jumps between her freshman year and her sophomore spring. So freshman year, Max just happens to be going to the same campus, and it turns out he had taken some time off from being Kid Comet because he wanted to be a regular guy and he wanted to be able to be with her and keep her safe. But, you know, then he felt, you know, he needed to step up and do stuff. So after a few months of semi-retirement as Kid Comet, he went back, and he's trying, you know, freshman year is him trying to hide his identity and all the other stuff, all the scrapes and the bruises and the superhero healing that's really awesome. And if it sounds like I'm kind of going around and a little disorganized, it's because the book kind of does that and I just keep thinking of things. But yeah, so again, this is Astrid is our protagonist. She is hyper-scheduled to an extreme degree, like practically to the second. And she overextends herself and overstresses herself and doesn't ever seem to realize that she's doing it all to herself. But yeah, there's the classic need to break up with you, it's not safe, blah, blah, blah moments. There's a few kidnappings that are planned by Eleanor to try and prove to Astrid that she is not ready to just quit the program. She needs to stay in the program. I don't know why they have to do the program, but apparently if you don't take the program, then your superhero significant other will be encouraged to break up with you because you're not ready to be the significant other of a superhero. So we've got all of that going on with a little bit of Max and a little bit of occasional bad guys and a few moments with the BFF who's just there to kind of make commentary. And then the end just kind of happens. And I'm not quite sure. I mean, I understand all of it. I just feel like it either wasn't planned very well or was just... Yeah, it wasn't planned very well. It just kind of dropped in there and like, oh, like we have to end the book. It's going on forever. We need to finally, it's the end of the sophomore spring. Now we need to wrap this up because it's finals. And of course, that's the best time to have a horrible battle of whatevers. And Astrid can save herself and save the day and it's okay and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, it's messy. So it has, again, really great ideas. It has some really cool moments. The idea that having superheroes and supervillains in the world just as a part of daily life was just interesting on its own. I thought that was pretty cool. I would definitely like to see something like that again, but maybe less focused on our protagonist's inner struggles with time and scheduling and just hyper focus, and maybe just a little bit more on the world around her. What is the world around her like? How often are buildings being rebuilt? Are they building new kinds of buildings that can break in sections but not tear the whole thing down? I mean, what is this world like? We don't have a lot of world building on this one. We just have Astrid and her mental world, and I don't know that I would ever want to live there. That's just a lot. So again, this is from NetGalley. It's due to be released at in about a month or so from me publishing this thing. So it says expected publication is August 2nd, 2022. So thanks to NetGalley for it. But on a scale of 1 to 5, 1 being, oh my God, run away, run away, run away, this is horrible, leave, run, don't waste your life on this. 5 being, oh my gosh, this is amazing, you absolutely have to stop everything now and read it. 2 being, eh. 3 being, eh. And 4 being, huh, this is an eh, this is a 3. It has some good points, it has some good ideas, it has some excellent moments But we're just way too much in Astrid's brain and not enough into the world around her. Again, also there's, I'm hoping that they fix some of the typos in here. It's not a ton of them, but where they are very obvious. Some sentence issues, that kind of stuff. But again, for the most part, the typing and the editing on that process has been done pretty well. There are just a few ones that kind of stick out really, really big to me, at least. But otherwise, 3 out of 5. It says it's 416 pages. If you can imagine about 400 of those pages being in Astrid's brain and the other 16 being on other stuff. That might be an exaggeration, but not by much. It really is Astrid and her brain, and not really about the superhero part of it. Not really about Max. And remember, alliteration on names, that'll help you figure out who's a good guy, who's a bad guy, or at least who's a super guy or going to be either super or a danger in one way or the other. That's How to Date a Superhero and Not Die Trying by Christina Fernandez. Again, 3 out of 5. And on a side note, I don't know if I was reading this wrong, but at one point she tells the program manager, Eleanor, that she has super glued her window shut because that's how she got kidnapped in the first place. They came in through her dorm, which just opened up the window and grabbed her. So she super glued it shut. Number one, I don't know that that's going to stop anybody who's really wanting to get to her. They'll just break the window. And two, a few moments later, and maybe she was in a different room, but it felt like she was in her room, and Max comes and opens the window and comes crawling in. So if I read that wrong, then apologies on that part. But yeah, we need to start checking a few of those things. But otherwise, 3 out of 5. If you want to read it, you want to read it. Again, this is the Library Talker, librarytalker.blogspot.com, Library Lady at Podomatic. That's where I host this podcast. If you have questions or comments, please feel free to reach out. I would love to hear it. Otherwise, I hope you guys have a really great day, and thank you for listening. Bye.